Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 159 of Self Transformed. Hey friend, I hope you are doing well. Your summer is going wonderful. My kids are just living their best life. And I feel like the days are so long. You know, it gets light out so late now and we're so busy doing things outside every evening. I'm always like, oh crap, I gotta make dinner. We're eating like past 8 p.m. every night, which we never do. But you know what? I'm living for it. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. And I hope you are too. It's a nice kind of break from the normal evening routine, the hustle and bustle of, you know, that evening routine of getting all the kids ready for bed and ready for school the next day. Even when they're a little older, like mine are 14 and 10, it's still that nighttime routine is a little bit of a hustle. So it's nice to have a little calm, a little break, and just enjoying being together and being outside more than anything. I hope you're doing well. We have some exciting things coming in the self-transformed world. One of the first things I wanted to tell you about is this upcoming free workshop on Wednesday, July 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern. I do a free mini training every month in the Facebook community. It's absolutely free. It's 15 minutes or less. You can join us live or you can catch the replay. And I have the girls in the community vote on what they'd like to talk about. And this Wednesday's workshop is going to be how to actually just start, how to get started on a new routine. You know, anything. I think that's the hardest part, right? But that's also the most powerful part, is actually taking action and getting started. So we'll break down how to actually get started and stay consistent and what to do when that motivation will fail you, because it will. We're not always motivated. So again, it's this July 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern in the free Facebook community. There is a link in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/self-transformed-fam right now to join. Check out the guides section, because you're able to check out previous workshops that we've hosted, download some worksheets that I have there as well to help you take action in regards to your own healthy habits. I'll also be sharing during the workshop about the new Habit Hacking Society. So we launched this over the summer. The beta group, the girls in the group, my soul is just on fire after I talk to them. I'm so lit up and excited to see the transformations happening in the community that we're building. And doors are going to be opening again soon. This is my membership community where we are helping you build more accountability, consistency, and grace in a community environment together. And I've gotten such great feedback, and we're adding new things and we're adjusting as we go along, which is what this is exactly what I wanted to do. I wasn't going to launch it until this fall, but as you know, if you listen back to previous episodes in the summer, I was just like, forget it, let's just do it in June, because I felt like there was women out there that needed it right then, and they have helped grow the community. I'm so excited for the doors to open again soon and for us to build the habit hacking community together. So I'll share details on how you can become a habit hacker with us this Wednesday. And I'll share more on the podcast as well as we're moving along, but I'll announce it there first. Like, seriously, if you want to be like an insider and get the first like inside scoop on stuff, come to the free community, because we share it there and we talk about stuff going on in our lives, but also just continuing the conversation from the podcast together, which I love to do. And also just a reminder that Self Transform You, my signature program, you can get that at any time. The next round of STU Next Level, if you want that one-on-one higher accountability, that round opens July 18th, which is not that far away. So if you want to reserve your spot, make sure to go to selftransformyou.com. Reserve your spot now. Message me any questions that you have. So let's talk about today's episode. I want to talk about the three healthy habits you actually need. You need these for the biggest transformation, but we're going to talk about it, how you can do this without a ton of overwhelm. So I feel like, you know, there's a lot of great advice out there. There's so much coming at us now with social media. Like I, you know, on TikTok and Instagram, like my reels and TikTok videos are mainly like funny dog videos, or like people doing funny fitness videos, or making like really fun, like taco inspired dishes. It's the algorithm has figured me out, and I am here for it. But when it comes to like health advice, I feel like there's a lot out there and it can be really overwhelming. And maybe what you're hearing is not meant for you. Okay. Many times some of these health influencers or people on social media are giving you advice, but maybe it's through a lens of diet culture, which I don't like. I don't want to diet. I want to just live my life, right? And I know you do too. I know you just want to be healthy and feel good from the inside out, right? Or maybe someone is giving you all of these tips and really great pieces of advice about how to prepare your food and get your workouts in and, you know, do a, like a 10-step morning routine. But they're not a working mom, so they don't get it. you're like listening to them and you're like, that sounds great, but that sounds super overwhelming because I can't do that. You know, I'm just trying to get myself out the door with hot coffee and, like, you know, making sure my kids have matching shoes on every morning. Or, you know, you feel like you know what you want to do, or you feel like you know, like, okay, this is what I need to do, right? We all know how to, you know, be healthy. Like, we need to move our bodies. We need to eat foods that fuel our body. We need to talk nicer to ourselves. But we're not sure how to actually get started or stay consistent with that because we're always, like, starting and stopping, right? So make sure to come to the workshop because we'll talk about how to actually get started. And you can also check out my Habits That Stick starter kit, my mini course, because that actually will take it a little deeper for you on how to actually make these habits stick. But these three areas I'm going to share with you today, it really comes down to just our fundamental needs. You know, taking care of our basic needs so we are able to show up in a more fulfilling capacity for work, for our family, our friends, our people we love the most. We talk a lot in the community and in my programs about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, it's a triangle, and at the bottom is just our basic needs, and all the way at the top is self-fulfillment, where you're, you know, you're living your best life. We're trying to get at the very top, but the base of support is not there. So it's going to crumble underneath you, right? And let's face it, when we feel good, we're able to show up more patient. We're able to show up more patient. We're able to show up as the mom our kids deserve, not what's left of us at the end of the day. You know, everyone that comes into my Facebook community, they give me some feedback. They answer questions on what self-care really means to them. They are always saying, you know, filling up my cup so I'm able to be there for others. So we know what to do, but we're just not doing it because it's just so overwhelming. But these three areas I'm going to share with you, these three healthy habits that you need to have the biggest transformation, to be able to show up as the best version of yourself, these actually influence other healthy behaviors. So let's break down these three healthy habits and then kind of take it a little deeper from there on how that can build into and influence other healthy behaviors in your life. So these are the three areas we focus on in Self Transform You, my signature program. What we do each week is build on these healthy habits, but do it through a lens of habit strategy, where you are actually making these activities, these self-care items work in your life versus just being like, oh yeah, this, I should probably do this. Like, no, let's have some strategy. Let's stack it. Let's make some cues. Let's pivot. Let's do this when that motivation is going to fail you. So the first one is your mindset. We always start with that because a lot of times we come from a place where we're like, I never have time. I just don't have time. Or I'm just so busy. I just cannot even add anything else to my to-do list, even if it means taking care of myself. You can't afford not to add yourself to your list. I guarantee you, the way you view time, if you were to actually do like a habit inventory, which that's one of the freebies I have, you can go to bit.ly/habit inventory and download the worksheet. All this is in the show notes for you, friend, where you can kind of inventory your time and see where it's going and be like, oh, there's a lot of time wasters happening in my life. And that way you can inventory your time and really change the way you view your time. But also that guilt factor. A lot of times we're like, we know we need to take the time, but if I take the time, I feel guilty. So when we focus on our mindset and really use some of the strategies that we talk about in my programming and with habit strategy, from there, we're able to actually change that mindset and be able to do the actual activities to help us feel our best. The second healthy habit you need to focus on is movement, plain and simple. We need to move our bodies, friend. Oh my goodness. Even if it is dancing in your kitchen. Oh my gosh. One of my girls in my Habit Hacking Society, she won't mind if I share this. I loved it so much. Last month the theme was fun self-care. And she was like, we just turned the music on and danced in our kitchen during making dinner. And I love that so much. That's fun, but that's also moving your body. So we need to think differently about movement and just think of joyful movement. We've talked about this a lot. We talk about in STU and the joy of moving your body and creating those natural endorphins and feeling so good. getting out and walking, maybe even pushing yourself and doing hard things that maybe you never thought you could do. That movement is so good for you, and it just influences so many other healthy behaviors in your life. Like, have you ever done a workout and afterwards you just go lay your butt down? No, usually, like, unless it was like really hard and you need to rest for a minute, usually you kind of feel pretty productive afterwards. And then the third healthy habit we like to focus on that is going to give you your biggest transformation is food, in particular food freedom. And that means something different for everybody. For me, it means being able to enjoy tacos and margaritas without any guilt, but not eating like all the tacos with all the queso so my stomach's not upset the next day, and not drinking a whole pitcher of margaritas, which is something I would have actually done before. But food, the food you eat either makes you feel healthy or not healthy, or great or not so great, not only physically but also mentally as well. And but we kind of want to come to it through a lens of, does this food actually bring me joy too? Like, you know, tacos bring me so much joy and the experiences around that. But food is so emotional, and we come from such a lens of diet culture where, like, foods are either good or bad and we need to restrict, like, all the time. And then that ends up just blowing up in our face, because then we just go face first into, like, a bag of those really yummy Milano cookies and we're hiding it under our seat in our car because you're embarrassed that you don't want your kids to see and your husband that you ate a whole thing of cookies. This may or may not have happened to me before in the past. So when you start fueling your body, thinking about, okay, what foods help me feel my best from the inside out? What foods give me the best experience and joy around it? That's going to help you feel your best as well. And like I said, these three areas, your mindset, movement, and food, when you're actually doing these things and coming from a place of health versus like losing weight versus, you know, why am I doing these? Is it to, you know, for something superficial, or is it something to actually like change and transform my life to feel my best? They're going to be transformative, but you have to give them time. And paired together, it's like a game changer. And this is what we teach in STU. Like I said, if you feel like you want to join the program, you can get the signature program at any time. It's 4 weeks long. Like, it's only going to take you like 30, 45 minutes each week. I give you a lot of homework, so that way you're not just going to buy this course and not do it. Like, you're going to do it because I've set it up to make sure you're always taking action. But if you need that further accountability, you want to work with me one-on-one through the course, I actually take you through the course and we have 4 calls together and texting and Boxer options as well. Make sure to sign up before July 18th for that next round of STU Next Level so we can work one-on-one. My favorite thing ever is doing habit hacking calls with you girls. I love it so much. But anyways, so you may have heard this. You may have heard me. Okay, we're talking about these three areas. So mindset, movement, and food. But you're like, okay, where do I start? You know, we talked earlier, you hear these people doing like 10 bullet point morning routines and all these other things. And you're like, this is great, but where do I start? So I'd start by asking yourself, where do you feel like you're lacking and why? And how would taking your care of yourself in this area benefit you and those around you that you love? Okay, let me say that again. So thinking about where to start with these three areas, ask yourself, where do you feel like you're lacking and why? And how would you take care of yourself in this, and how would taking care of yourself in this area benefit you and those around you that you love? So maybe if it's like, you know, I'm not, you know, feeling like my stomach's upset all the time from eating foods that don't necessarily agree with me, or, you know, running on caffeine all the time. Sometimes when I drink too much coffee, I've come to realize it actually makes me feel really anxious. It makes me feel like super hyped up and anxious. And I love coffee. I love the ritual of making my coffee in the morning. It's one of my favorite parts of my habit hacking routine in the morning. But if I drink it throughout the day, I am so anxious and wired. So, you know, I have to be really cognizant of that throughout my day as far as like what my food freedom looks like. So if you're like, okay, I really need to focus on my food freedom, so that's where you need to start. If it's like, no, I really want to move my body because I know it's good for my mental health, even more so than my physical health, okay, start taking action there. But I want you to think about adding on something small. Use habit strategy. You know, you can Google like habit stacking or whatever. I teach it in depth in all my programs as a behavior change specialist and like
pretty much read every habit book there is and geeking out on habits and working with the ladies I work with. This is what I do to help y'all and make it actually work on your work in your life. But just do something small. Okay? See how it feels. Once it starts feeling like that unconscious behavior, because you know when we start a new habit, it is going to feel hard. It's not going to be something that we just don't unconsciously do, like brushing our teeth. It takes some brain power. Once it stops feeling so hard, maybe that's when you can add a little more on. You know, you focused on your food freedom for a month, and now you're like, well, you know, I really want to start moving my body more. These areas influence each other. And I'm speaking from personal experience. I started with food in my Whole 30 transformation back in 2015. And then from there, I started moving my body. Then from there, I started working on my mindset. I kind of worked in reverse as far as how I recommend to my clients. Because a lot of times we need to work through that mindset work in order to take the actual physical actions to take care of ourselves. But over time, what you're going to realize is you're going to craft a routine and then eventually stay consistent and learn how to be graceful for with yourself, right? You know, you're not going to be perfect every day. Your motivation will fail, but that's where these habits will come into play for you. And just remember, it does take 21 days to form a habit, but it can take up to 90 for it to feel like a lifestyle, for it to not feel hard anymore. And we're always in such a hurry. Sometimes we just need to give ourselves more time or pivot as the seasons of our life change, right? Pivot and be okay with that. That's why we teach the system in STU, because it's something you can go over and over and over again as your life changes. So give it time. You know what to do. But if you need help, come join the workshop this Wednesday, the 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern, either live or you can catch the recording in the Facebook community. Join us via the link in the show notes. But we're going to actually help you get started with a new routine and habits. And you can also learn more about the Habit Hacking Society and how you can join the next round of STU or hop into the course at any time. This program is designed to help you transform your life in not a lot of time and without the guilt through the power of habit strategy. I've seen it work for so many women that I have worked with and myself included, and I know it can help you as well. So I can't wait to hear about your transformation starting with mindset, movement, and food. Let me know which one of these resonated with you, and I am sending you a great big virtual high five, fist bump, and hug, telling you that you can do this. The hardest part is taking action, and I can help you do that, okay? I'll see you this Wednesday, the 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern, either live or during the recording for our workshop on how to actually just get started with a new routine, and I'll see you back here Thursday for Habit Hack Thursday. See you then, friend. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.